Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters. We devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with day four of our Redeeming Your Time devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick with the Devo. The scripture is Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 38. And it says this: After Jesus left the synagogue with James and John, they went to Simon and Andrew's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. So he went to her bedside, took her by the hand, and helped her sit up. Then the fever left her, and she prepared a meal for them. That evening, after sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus replied, "We must go on to other towns as well, and I will preach to them too. That is why I came." The devotional says, when you study the gospel biographies trying to understand how Jesus stewarded his time, one glaring truth jumps off the pages. Jesus was crazy purposeful. In the words of the great Dorothy Sayers, "Under all his gentleness, there is a purpose harder than steel." Nobody in Jerusalem had more things competing for their attention, and yet Jesus always seemed to be able to discern the essential from the noise. No passage of scripture illustrates this better than Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 38. After driving out some of the evil spirits at the synagogue, Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law and a bunch of her neighbors. Understandably, the town's residents wanted more of Jesus the next day. But Jesus said no. Why? Because he had already committed his time to a bigger yes. In response to the people's request for more of his time, Jesus said, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Jesus understood his purpose, and that allowed him to take the long list of things he could do and prioritize it down to the things he knew he should do to John 17, verse 4, finish the work the Father gave him to do. And with his work prioritized, Jesus focused relentlessly. Pastor Kevin DeYoung says, "Jesus knew the difference between urgent and important. He understood that all the good things he could do were not necessarily the things he ought to do. If Jesus had to live with human limitations, we'd be foolish to think we don't. The people on this planet who end up doing nothing are those who never realized they couldn't do everything." Ooh. I'm going to say that one more time. The people on this planet who end up doing nothing are those who never realized they couldn't do everything. Man, that's good. Yet again, Jesus's example leads us to a timeless principle for redeeming our time today. And here it is. Principle number four: prioritize your yeses. To redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must decide what matters most and allow those choices to prioritize our commitments. But let's face it, this is easier said than done. We all have so many things on our to-do lists. How do we decide what matters most? One way is by setting bigger goals for our lives and our work. And I guess what he means by that is our bigger goals will trump the smaller little kind of quote-unquote urgent tasks that pop up. But one of the things that really stood out to me, and I think that you all need to hear this, just like my heart needed to hear this, it says this: to redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must decide what matters most. And y'all, let that be the message of this particular devotional today. Is this doesn't mean that things don't matter. It means what is the most important, not what is the most urgent. What is the most important to God's mission for you on earth? And that has to be your big yes. I can't imagine how kind of hard it may have been for Jesus to want to heal all these people that are begging for his attention, right? But he knew the mission the Father sent him here to do. And so he didn't exchange what was urgent for what was important. He kept what's important as the first priority. And I think that we just have to keep that same energy of reminding ourselves that, yeah, this is definitely easier said than done. And just because I'm going to prioritize what's important, that doesn't mean I don't care about these other things. It's just a matter of what should you really be doing? Because you can't do everything, but you can do something. I heard a quote once, and I don't know if it fully applies to this, but it was for people pleasers, by the way. It said, you can't be everything to everyone, but you can be something to someone. And so I just think that giving ourselves permission to say no, but with the reasoning that there's a bigger yes. Does that make sense? I know it does. Because if you're anything like me, it's hard to say no because you want to support people. You want to bless people. You want to help people. You want to make people happy. You know, you want to please people. And sometimes that comes at your own self-sabotage or self-sacrifice, where then you end up straying away from maybe the mission that God has you here to do. And I think one of the ways, and I'll just end it here, one of the ways that I think helps me with that is knowing that God loves that person more than me, or God is more involved in that situation than I am. And so maybe this particular person who is maybe more urgent than what's important right now, maybe I'm going to love them from afar. Maybe I'm going to love them from afar by praying and asking God to intervene for them and provide someone else, because I know that God has given me discernment for this situation or this circumstance. And so definitely easier said than done, but Christians, more now than ever, we need to let our yes be yes and our no be no, and we need to be prepared to say no. And we need to feel confident in our yeses and not feel so confused, because God is a God of clarity. He's not here to confuse us. The enemy wants to confuse us. He wants to distract us. He wants to manipulate us. He wants to distort God's plan for us. He wants us to be veered off of God's course with a bunch of little baby things saying, hey, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. When God says, no, pay attention to me, the one thing I have you here to do. So anyways, I'm going to pray something out. Lord, what a great devotional. And you know, just as well as we do, God, that this is so much easier said than done. God, would you help us have confidence to say yes? And more importantly, would you help us to have confidence to say no? We want to honor you with our time, and we want to prioritize what's important over what's urgent. So Lord, help us, if we're struggling with people pleasing, to not fall into that trap. To not fall into the trap to pretending that we can be everything to everyone, and it'll end up having us have zero impact for the kingdom because we're just too spread thin. Lord, help us to remember the single mission that you have us here to do right here, right now, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece. Don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Au revoir.